Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Mike.
And today we're talking all about pizza.
Well, we're actually talking about fun facts, but it's fun pizza facts.
Yes.
So you're right. Yes. Are you a fan of the great Italian pie?
Of course. I love pizza. You can never go wrong with pizza.
That's a very good point. A few years ago, I convinced myself that pizza is the ultimate food.
Yes, it is.
Because you can actually kind of get all your food groups.
Yeah.
Right? You can get your grains in the bread, your dairy in the cheese, your meat in the meat, your fruit.
You can add vegetables.
You could. I was going to say your fruit in the tomato sauce.
That's true.
But that's
that not doesn't really,
really
count.
No. But it is actually a really good food. Mm-hmm. It's handy. It's quick. It's convenient.
It's delicious.
It's delicious. And it comes in many varieties. And today, we're going to be looking at one of the most popular varieties. I find it's especially popular here in Taiwan.
Yes. A lot of Taiwanese people love this topping, actually.
It's good. Yeah. I think because it kind of combines some
the
things
fruits.
That people they like. And it's a little salty. It's a little sweet. All at the same time. I have to say it's not my favorite type of pizza, but I should be proud because apparently it comes from my home country.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. A Canadian pizza. Do you guys like Canadian pizza? You might go, what the heck's Canadian pizza?
Yeah, I've never heard of
that. Is that pizza with beaver meat on top? And we'd say, no, it's not. But you're going to find out what it is as we check out our article. So what do you say?
Yeah, let's take a look.
Let's let them do that and
we'll
go get some pie.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Reading.
Fun facts. Your family is going to order some pizzas and is deciding which toppings to get. You know exactly what you want to have, Hawaiian-style toppings. However, your brother insists pineapple on pizza just isn't right. In fact, he dislikes this dish so much that he says it never should have been invented. That makes you wonder, where did this ham and pineapple combination come from in the first place? A. It was introduced in Italy. B. It was first available in Hawaii. C. It was created in Canada. Give yourself a pat on the back if you guessed C. A Greek man named Sam Panopoulos claims that he was the one to invent Hawaiian pizza in 1962. Sam immigrated to Canada in 1954 and later opened a restaurant with his brothers in Ontario. As they were used to experimenting with different dishes, Panopoulos added canned pineapple to a pizza they advertised one day. He named the pizza Hawaiian after the brand of canned pineapple he used. Many customers ended up loving this brilliant but unusual combination. Today, it is commonly featured and appreciated on pizza places' menus around the world.
Okay, so the article first starts with it saying, your family is going to order some pizzas and is deciding which toppings to get.
Wow.
Now, a topping is basically the things that we see on top of a pizza. So there are things that we talked about, like what would you add on top of a pizza?
Cheese.
Pepperoni.
Well, cheese and tomato sauce, that's kind of standard.
Yes, you
right?
have to have that.
You have to have that. Pepperoni's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Mushrooms?
Yes, I love
like mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Here's one that my wife does not like, anchovies.
Oh,
those
okay.
little salty fish.
I think some people are
yeah,
like, you know,
that's
in
a little
between.
Funny. And some of the funny ones that I'm not sure about are kind of the Taiwanese peas. Corn.
Mm-hmm.
Those are ones I'm like, yeah. Plus, they always fall off.
Yeah.
The peas always roll off. But yeah, so everything that you like on top of the pizza is the topping, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we talk about when we have toppings. Okay, back to the article. It says, you know exactly what you want to have. Hawaiian-style toppings. There you go. Hawaiian-style toppings. In fact, we often see it as on a menu just as Hawaiian or Hawaiian-style pizza. But yeah, it's the toppings that make it Hawaiian style.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next it says, however, your brother insists pineapple on pizza just isn't right. Of course, some people also feel this way as well. They don't think that, you know, putting pineapple or fruits on a pizza tastes good.
I've had a dessert pizza with like apple on it, but it's almost like an apple pie. But yeah, having pineapple on your pizza with cheese and tomato sauce and stuff like that, it is a little strange. But yeah, maybe some people like it. Maybe you do, or your brother does, like in the article. Or your brother doesn't, I should say, like in the article. And then we learn your brother really doesn't like it. It says, in fact, he dislikes this dish so much that he says it never should have been invented. Wow, he really doesn't like it. He doesn't want it for himself, and he also seems to think that no one should have it. It never should have been invented. Amazing. I heard people say, like, nuclear weapons never should have been invented.
Yeah, that's something serious.
That's something serious that most people would agree on, but a type of pizza? No one should have this. We should go back in time and stop someone from making it. He really dislikes this pizza. If you dislike something, well, it's a verb, just means you really don't like something. To dislike is to not like, or it means you don't like something. All right. So instead of saying I hate something, hate's actually kind of a strong word.
Yeah, it is.
If there's something you don't like, instead of saying I hate this, you can just say I dislike this. Basically, it's the same meaning, but it's, you know, a little bit more realistic. I dislike this type of movie. You don't hate it. You just don't like it. You dislike it. For example, Matt dislikes peas on his pizza. Well, I like Matt because he dislikes peas on his pizza.
So we could say Matt and Mike dislike peas on their pizza.
That would be absolutely accurate, yeah.
All right, so we see also a grammar point here. We see should have been invented. It never should have been invented. Okay, now what? When we use should or could or might, this is just to talk about things that didn't really happen in the past. So how do we use this? Well, you just use your subject, plus you can add should, could, might, plus you can plus you add have plus a PP verb. Okay, you can also make it a 否定句 and you add not. So should not, could not, might not. For example, we can say you should have listened to the doctor. And the fact is you didn't listen to the doctor, but you could have done this. This is something you probably should have done. Or we can also say he could have come if you had invited him. Okay, the fact that really happened was you didn't invite him, so he didn't come. But if we did give him an invitation, this person would have came to the party or wherever we're going. So we can use this to talk about things that didn't really happen in the past.
Very interesting. All right. So, yeah, back to the pizza. Your brother dislikes Hawaiian-style pizza. He says it never should have been invented. So back in the article, it says that makes you wonder. That makes you kind of think. When you wonder about something, you're kind of thinking about something, looking for an answer, but you don't exactly know where to find the answer. So it makes you wonder. And you go, when you wonder, and you might rub your chin because you're thinking hard. So that makes you wonder, where did this ham and pineapple combination come from in the first place, right? So yeah, who invented it? Where was it invented? Who was the first person to put ham and pineapple on top of a pizza? That's the combination of toppings that we're talking about. Combination, it's a noun, C-O-M-B-I-N-A-T-I-O-N, combination. Basically, when you take two things and put them together so that they're one new thing, that is a combination, okay? You can, for example, when you get dressed in the morning, you might choose a combination of colors, right? You might have a blue shirt and gray pants. That would be an okay combination. If you're wearing an orange shirt and pink pants, that's a rather bright combination. You're taking these two things and you're making them one thing. In this case, your outfit, the clothes you wear in the morning. But we can make all sorts of combinations often, yeah, when we're cooking, right? A lot of delicious food is made up of a combination of things. Here's one in the example. Chocolate and peanut butter makes for a delicious combination.
That sounds really good right
now. Peanut butter and chocolate ice cream, or those peanut butter cups, or those little like M&Ms, but they're peanut butter with chocolate.
I'm getting hungry now.
Such a good combination. Someone should put that combination on a pizza.
I think that would be so delicious.
That would be like a cake. It would just be a cake.
A flat cake.
Anyways, it was a good combination.
Yes.
So yeah, where did the ham and pineapple combination come from?
All right, so let's take a look at our choices.
That's our big question.
One.
Yeah, there's
exactly.
The choices.
So A, it was introduced in Italy. Of course, we think pizza comes from Italy. So maybe naturally this is Italian.
But pineapple from Italy?
Yeah.
That's an interesting one. Okay, well, let's look at B. Here's our second choice for the question. For the answer to the question, I should say, it was first available in Hawaii. Well, it's called Hawaiian pizza, and sure, pineapple comes from Hawaii, and they use actually a lot of pork and ham in some traditional Hawaiian dishes. So, okay,
it's possible.
That seems possible.
Or C, it was created in Canada. If you guys listen carefully, I think you can kind of guess the answer.
Yeah, there you go. So, Italy, Hawaii, or Canada, who do we have to blame? I mean, who gets the credit for creating Hawaiian-style pizza? Well, yes, if you listened earlier, you might have gotten a clue, but here's the answer. Tiffany?
It says, give yourself a pat on the back if you guessed C.
Yeah. It's Canada. Sorry.
Sorry. Yep, so if you listen closely in our introduction today, you might have heard the answer. So if you did get this right, you can give yourself a pat on the back. Now, a pat on the back is our shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break and learn more about what this means.
Shortcut for you.
How did you do on your English test, Vina?
I got an A, Pat. I'm so happy.
Great! Give yourself a pat on the back.
I don't want you on my back, Pat. You're too heavy.
Yeah, thanks for that. When we say a pat on the back, we mean we're praising someone and saying that they did a good job.
Oh, I see. A pat on the back means 赞扬, 表扬.
Yes, nothing to do with me at all.
Well, my getting an A on the test had something to do with you. After all, you are my tutor.
Well, in that case, we can both have a pat on the back.
Yay!
So there you go, a pat on the back. You've done well. You should congratulate yourself, basically, if you give yourself a pat on the back. And yes, do that if you guessed the right answer. I'm sorry to say that Hawaiian pizza comes from Canada.
Oh, no.
Why? We have no idea. So let's keep reading to maybe find out. It says, a Greek man... This is so weird. A Greek man named Sam Panopoulos claims that he was the one to invent Hawaiian pizza in 1962. So a Greek man living in Canada makes a new version of an Italian food that's inspired by Hawaii.
Whoa.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, super cool. It's like ultimate combination.
It's like the United Nations of pizza. There you go. But yeah, that's basically the story. This guy invented it in Canada, but he's a Greek guy. Mm-hmm. Way back in 1962. That's amazing.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
So let's learn more about him. It says, Sam immigrated to Canada in 1954 and later opened a restaurant with his brothers in Ontario. Hmm. Okay, so they were originally from Greece and they immigrated to Canada. So when you immigrate, this is our vocabulary word, it's a verb and it means to move from to a different country and to live there for a long time. So usually immigrate means to move from a new country to another country. We also sometimes see the word migrate, okay, M-I-G-R-A-T-E. Migrate means just to move from one place to another. And usually this means maybe within the... within a country, so usually something local or within a state. So you don't really go too far. You don't move from a country to another country, but you kind of move within the area. For example, we can use immigrate in a sentence like this. My parents immigrated to the USA from Taiwan when they were young. So we see that they moved from one country to another country.
All right. And yeah, back in the 50s and 60s, lots of people immigrated to Canada from many countries around the world, including Greece. And then next we read, as they were used to experimenting with different dishes, Panopoulos added canned pineapple to a pizza they advertised one day. So like any good chef, he was busy experimenting to try to come up with different dishes or new and interesting and hopefully delicious type of food that he can sell in his restaurant. To experiment, we're going to get to that later, but first we have this get used to doing something, all right? You can be used to doing something or you can get used to doing something. That basically means you become sort of, it becomes normal for you. It becomes usual for you to do something, especially when you didn't do it before, all right? Young kids, for example, once they hit 4 or 5, they have to get used to going to school every day. You know,
right.
You often see the kids on their first day of school and they're crying like, "Mom, I don't want to leave you. What am I going to do?
I want my mom.
That's right. But after a few weeks or months, they get used to it. It becomes normal and common. It becomes a new way of doing things. All right. So yes, people get used to doing things in their jobs. And yeah, good chefs should get used to trying new things because they always want to have something new for customers to order. And when you try new things, you might be experimenting.
That's right. Now, experiment is our vocabulary word. It's a verb and it means to try something new. So it can be something like a new activity. Like, for example, if you play basketball all the time, but you want to try something new, like squash. That's something that's called experimenting.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying something new. Or it can also be a new way of doing something. So maybe you have a hard time waking up in the mornings. The alarm clock doesn't work. You can experiment and try to get out of bed in another way.
Hmm.
Okay, so for example, let's use it in a sentence. We can say the artist experimented by using different kinds of materials and paint.
That's right. It's not just scientists who experiment.
Mm-hmm.
We all can do it by just trying out something new, testing it out, seeing if it works for us, seeing if it doesn't really work out in the end. You won't know unless you experiment. And of course, we should also mention that that's the noun. To do a test like that is to do an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes, so they experimented with these different combinations of toppings. They added pineapple to a pizza, and they advertised it. They advertise this new combination one day. Advertise is another word we need to look at. Advertise. To advertise is basically to let the public know that your business has something they might want to buy or spend their money on. When you see the ads on TV, that's ad is short for advertisement, which is the noun form. But the ads are advertising new things, new movies, new shoes, new restaurants, big sales, all that kind of stuff. If companies didn't advertise, you would find it hard to learn what the companies are doing or what they're selling or what their prices are or things like that. So basically, it's companies telling all the world, hey, guys, come over here. We want to sell you this. It's great. For example, this fast food restaurant advertises on lots of children's TV shows. So they think kids like their food. Let's let the kids know. And then the kids will bug the parents.
Mom,
and then the parents will bring them to the fast food restaurant.
That's right. All right. So next, let's continue reading. It says, he named the pizza Hawaiian after the brand of canned pineapple he used.
Really?
Okay. So it's not really because, oh, pineapples, we think of Hawaii. Actually, he just named it after the type of pineapple.
So it could have been called Del Monte.
Yeah. Or
that's
it
a popular brand of canned pineapple.
Or Dole.
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 The Dole pizza.
Pizza
the
yeah.
Del Monte pizza. Well, then again, of course, Dole or Del Monte, these companies would say, hey, give us some money.
Exactly.
So Hawaiian. And of course, it does make people think of Hawaii, that combination of pork or ham and pineapple.
When you name something after something else, so you can name A after B, it just means to give a name to something because it's inspired by someone or it's inspired by something else. So people can name stars in the skies after themselves or after scientists as well.
Cool.
Yeah, or maybe parents sometimes name you after your grandparents' names or something like that.
That's right, to give the same name as something that came before. Back to the article, many customers ended up loving this brilliant but unusual combination. It was a big hit, basically. If people end up doing something, that's what happens in the end. That's the final result. Okay, after many things happen, this is the final result. This is what happens at the end. It ends up this way. And it was a brilliant combination. Something brilliant, this adjective just means great, really smart or intelligent, too. You can describe a person as being brilliant. And you have a great example sentence, don't you?
Right. We can say Alan Turing's brilliant idea helped the British win the war. And of course, he created a new invention at the time, the computer.
That's right. Scientists can be described as brilliant. Artists can be brilliant. And I'm sure all of
Mike
you are.
Is brilliant.
All of you guys are brilliant too, as is Tiffany, the most brilliant of them all. All right.
Yay.
Today it says it is commonly featured and appreciated on pizza places menus around the world. Pretty much everywhere.
There we have it. Yeah.
I can't think of a pizza place that I've been to recently that doesn't have it. Well done, Sam Panopoulos. I don't like your pizza, but lots of other people do. And it's not that bad.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with our chat.
For you chat.
Our chat question is all about pizzas.
Yay.
Yeah, it's a good question here. What is your favorite kind of pizza? Why do you like that type the best?
Oh, I love anything with mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Give me mushrooms and I'm happy. So I like the supreme pizzas where you have your sausage, your mushrooms, your peppers,
that's
and onions.
That's a good one. Supreme, sometimes it's called all dressed.
Yeah.
Right? The all dressed pizza, maybe one type of meat and then some vegetables, onions, mushrooms, peppers, things like that. Here's another type. I'm going to say something some people might not know. The Chicago deep dish style pizza.
Oh, I know that.
That's a little hard to find. There are a few restaurants around Taiwan that are serving it now. It's like a thick pizza. It almost looks like a slice of cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's so thick.
Yum.
And you really don't need more than one or two pieces. It's very filling. You can't really pick it up with your hands. You wouldn't really want to order it to your home because it's quite wet. But if you go to the restaurant, get a piece of deep dish pizza, and you'll discover why people in Chicago are so proud of their different style of pizza. So try that out. Anyways, pizza's great food. Eat more, but not too much, and we'll see you back here very soon.
Fun facts. Your family is going to order some pizzas, and is deciding which toppings to get. You know exactly what you want to have. Hawaiian-style toppings. However, your brother insists pineapple on pizza just isn't right. In fact, he dislikes this dish so much that he says it never should have been invented. That makes you wonder, where did this ham and pineapple combination come from in the first place? A. It was introduced in Italy. B. It was first available in Hawaii. C. It was created in Canada. Give yourself a pat on the back if you guessed C. A Greek man named Sam Panopoulos claims that he was the one to invent Hawaiian pizza in 1962. Sam immigrated to Canada in 1954 and later opened a restaurant with his brothers in Ontario. As they were used to experimenting with different dishes, Panopoulos added canned pineapple to a pizza they advertised one day. He named the pizza Hawaiian, after the brand of canned pineapple he used. Many customers ended up loving this brilliant but unusual combination. Today, it is commonly featured and appreciated on pizza places' menus around the world.
Vocabulary review.
Dislike. Kelly dislikes this restaurant, so let's go to another one instead. Combination. This sweet, simple drink is a combination of fruit juices and ice cream. Immigrate. Ryan immigrated to Japan, where he lived and worked for several decades. Experiment. The scientists experimented with the chemicals to see how they reacted. Advertise. This store is advertising several new styles at a great discount. Brilliant. Henry thought the movie was brilliant and told all his friends how good it was.